studying some of the earliest religious expressions of faiths long dead, which we can only learn about through their archaeological remains. This is the archaeology of religion, not strictly the history of religion, and I'd like to start by explaining what archaeologists do and how our work differs from that of other historians. Archaeologists are interested in the material remains of the past. Material remains can be artifacts, buildings, marks on the landscape, human remains and the remains of the plants and animals that they've used, the debris from their industries and tool making and construction work. And in addition to all this, they're religious remains. Religion is going to generate traces in the archaeological record. In fact, religion is almost sure to generate such traces because it involves such activities as burial of the dead, which is a sort of primeval religious act, in which a small archaeological site is created simply by that very customary act of placing the remains of the dead person underground. And that stereotype that you may have of archaeologists deep in a trench with or without a pith helmet, but armed with a Marshalltown trowel and scraping away at the soil is perfectly correct. That's what we do. Most of us are diggers. I'm also a diver. I like to work underwater in the search for ancient ships. But in general, our archaeological work depends on the fact that things get buried. Things are left behind, covered over by wind-blown debris or by the buildup from later habitations on the same site. We're going to be visiting some tells like Abraham's hometown of Ur in Mesopotamia, where an entire hill, an artificial mini mountain, has been created by layer upon layer upon layer of decayed mud brick city, sealing each older layer in and creating a mound that is like a book whose leaves can be turned as you peel back one layer after another, revealing the artifacts and the human remains inside. We will, in this course, be bringing to bear on our material evidence everything we can from the world of theology, religious history, inscriptions, books, writing, studies of iconography, that's the study of art and what different symbols mean, and we'll also be getting into folklore, myth, oral traditions, in our efforts to explain the material evidence. But for us, the material evidence comes first, and our initial attempt is always to explain it on its own terms, hoping to get an objective view to which we can then apply all that evidence from the more familiar branches of inquiry that are applied to religion and all other aspects of the human past. So archaeologists resemble somewhat those CSI teams, those crime scene investigation teams, that instead of approaching a crime or trying to reconstruct an event by going around and interviewing people, in which case you always know you will either get only partial truths or slanted truths or deliberately false representations of what went on, we try to get to what we think of as more objective evidence. People may write inscriptions about their glorious deeds or put very laudatory phrases on their tombstones that have no relationship to the truth. We are famous, we people, for misrepresenting what goes on, making ourselves look good. But we take very little care about how we throw away our kitchen garbage or the domestic arrangements of our homes. These things tend to preserve facts that are, as I said, objective. They are not being manipulated by the people of the time. They simply give us a real picture of what went on. So, like the CSI investigator, we will be down on our hands and knees measuring footprints to get the size and stride of ancient peoples, investigating the remains of their bodies, whether cremated or inhumated, buried in the flesh and with the skeleton there remaining in the ground. We'll try to reconstruct the lives of those people through scientific techniques, and we will also look at what they created, both in terms of individual artifacts, and that would include religious images, symbolic amulets or charms or small figures that are carried around,